Chapter 4, Emissary 2. They cycled through the airlock into an anteroom, where they removed their suits. Then they went into the main part of the building. There was a spacious common area with tables. To the left were dispensers where they could get food and drink. Tallgrass got a coffee, while Wayfarer got granola and some juice. They spotted Tufts at a table, and he waved them over. The wall on the right, opposite the dispensers, was all window. They could have looked out at Tallgrass's elevator car if they wanted to. Tallgrass positioned himself with his back to the window. Tufts raised his cup. "Great coffee here," he said. "The best." Tallgrass just nodded. His was too hot to sip. Wayfarer was crunching her granola. Tallgrass said, "The first time I had coffee was on the Prime. Archie introduced me to it." "Well," said Tufts, "you move in higher circles than I do." Tallgrass winced. "Please don't say hi," he said. They laughed, Wayfarer almost losing her granola. Tufts said, "I'm glad to see you can laugh about it. That's a good sign." Tallgrass smiled and raised his cup, testing its heat against his lip. It was still too hot, so he lowered it to the table. He said, "Archie told me that this isn't really coffee. Apparently they had a plant on their planet that produced the original coffee. But when they went to live on comets, they found a way to make it more efficiently with algae." Tufts shrugged and said, "Tastes fine to me," taking a sip. The table was quiet, while Wayfarer took a mouth of her juice and Tallgrass tried his coffee again. He managed a sip with a sigh of satisfaction. Then he asked Wayfarer, "So, how is the ship?" "It's great," she said. "It's got more room than the old ones, better propulsion, better instruments. Even the sanitary facilities are better." He nodded, "I thought so, from the mock-up down at the center. And I've seen the plans, of course." Of course, she knew he liked to study up on things. "There's nothing like the real thing, though," he said. "No," she said, "there's a feel to it. When you're in it, you can feel, I don't know, it's just kind of a solid feeling." "I get you," he said, taking a bigger swallow of coffee. "We should go check it out," she said. "It's in the maintenance bay, getting its final pre-launch." "I don't know. I wouldn't want to get in anyone's way." "Come on, they won't mind." Tallgrass thought about it. He looked at her, then at Tufts, who nodded at him. "You should go," said Tufts. "Your own pre-flight inspection. You're entitled. And you can't let the maintenance guys get uppity." Tallgrass laughed. "I'm not worried about that," he said. "They can get as uppity as they want, as far as I'm concerned. I can be replaced in the time it takes to bring someone up here, but those guys are irreplaceable." Tufts nodded, but Wayfarer said, "You can't be replaced that easily, Tallgrass. You're here because you deserve to be. If we had to replace you, we'd be the poorer for it." "Okay," said Tallgrass, drinking the last of his coffee. He put his cup down and nodded at Tufts. "Thanks for the ride," he said. "It was nice to meet you." He picked up his cup again and looked around. "What do I do with this?" "Never mind," said Tufts. "I'll take care of it." "Okay, thanks. I guess I'll see you next time through." "For sure," said Tufts. "Good luck out there." Tallgrass shook Tufts' hand and let Wayfarer lead him out of there. The maintenance bay was big enough to hold their ship and not much else. There was room enough for the workers and their diagnostic equipment and for the gear it took to move the ship around. But that was all. Since the bay had to be filled with air or evacuated when the ship was being moved in or out, it made sense to keep the space as small as possible. When they got there, they found the place quite crowded. There were 4 people working on the outside, and they assumed more on the inside. When Tallgrass and Wayfarer entered the room, the 4 glanced up, and 3 of them went back to their work. The 4th frowned and came over to meet them. "What can I do for you?" he asked. "We're pretty busy here at the moment." "We won't disturb your work."